I'm Pam Hogan. I'm from Rockledge, Florida. We came up to help my parents because they need help. So we took off from work and we came up with our daughter, and we're the cleanup crew.
Wow, it's hard to believe. How much water do you think there was?
Yes,
your name, ma'am.
Okay.
Your name, ma'am.
I'm Hildegard Hirsch.
Okay, Hildegard. And Hildegard has just asked me into the house.
This is also the cupboard. Here, look out here in the kitchen. You want to see a mess? You want to see a mess?
Oh, my.
See how it's bulged up the floor and everything? The tile is all busted up.
Wow. The furniture that's sitting outside, did that all get wet?
Oh, yeah, we had 18 inches of water in here.
On top of the floor?
Yes, up here, yes.
Wow. So if we were here a few days ago, there would be like a foot and a half. We'd be standing in a foot and a half water in your dining room?
This went down like, this happened Saturday night, Sunday. Probably Tuesday when it went down.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had a report. One man had an 8-pound northern in his basement.
I don't know how many dozen of night crawlers that I've thrown out that's been in here. The next door neighbors, they had a fish in their dining room.
You have quite a crew working here. Now, they have some sort of mask on. Why do they have the mask?
You ask them.
We put the mask on because of the germs that might be in the air and that, and we don't want to inhale them and get sick and then go down to Florida and die.
On the AP wire service this morning, they had mentioned that 6 people from Montrose have gotten sick.
They said,
they suspect that it's a parasite, probably when they were wading in the water, and the parasite has gotten into their body.
See, the whole town has to get tetanus shots. Most of us have got tetanus shots this morning. The whole town has to get tetanus shots. So the ones that didn't get over, to get one, that's the ones that got sick.